welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining me today. And before we begin, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, Lord, I thank you for the privilege of being able to minister the word of the Lord. And Lord, I ask that our spiritual ears would be anointed, that we would be able to hear the truth of your word. And Lord, not only to be a hearer, but to be a doer. Holy Spirit, make the word alive in our hearts. And Lord, give us a fresh desire to serve you, to walk with you, and Lord, to be filled with the Spirit of God. Lord, I thank you that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And Father, by faith, I impart that to those who are listening right now, to your children that desire to know you in a greater and deeper, more intimate way. Lord, I just thank you that you want to satisfy that desire. And so, Lord, let your anointing be upon this broadcast and draw us close to you, Lord, as we spend these next few minutes together in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, I would like to share a little portion of the book of John, one of the incidences that happened in the life of Jesus. And I'm thinking of that beautiful, familiar song, Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. What a wonderful, tremendous moment that was in our lives. And we accepted Jesus and we were born again. And beloved, the scriptures tell us that those who are unsaved, those who don't know the Lord, they're actually walking in spiritual darkness and blindness, because the word says the god of this world, who is the devil, our arch enemy, has blinded their eyes so that they can't see the light of the glorious gospel. But we understand when we're born again, our eyes are anointed and we can see and understand spiritual truths. We can hear the word of God and we're changed by it. But in this Gospel of John, I'd like to share just a portion. I'm just going to read selected excerpts from chapter 9. And this is a wonderful story. And I'm going to read verse 1. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. I trust this may be familiar to you, but I won't read all of the passages. But the disciples in verse 2 asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And this is so much of a religious mentality and attitude, that if a person is going through a hard time, if they're, quote, not being blessed, they did something wrong. There's sin in their lives. Well, and of course, that's exactly what Job's comforters did to him. Because he was suffering so terribly, they just said there was iniquity and transgression in his life. And so it's interesting to see Jesus' answer. Verse 3, Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Verse 6, When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made a clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Now, in the following verses, it's interesting, the response of his neighbors and friends. In verse 8, they said, They which before had seen him that was blind said, "Is not this he that sat and begged?" Some said, "This is he." Others said, "He is like him." But he said, "I am he." And so they didn't know at all what to make of it. They asked him, how did this happen? Verse 11, he answered and said, "A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, 'Go to the pool of Siloam and wash.' And I went and washed and received my sight. Then said they unto him, 'Where is he?' He said, 'I know not.'" Well, to just scan through these next few verses, he was brought to the Pharisees, and of course, this was the Sabbath day that Jesus had healed him, and they began to ask him questions, and then they finally called his parents, and his parents, of course, feared, in verse 22, feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. So his parents said, "He's of age, ask him." So they call him back. And they say to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner," referring to Jesus. And he answered and said, "Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see." Then said they to him again, "What did he do to thee? How opened he thine eyes?" And he said, "I already told you. Do you want to be his disciples?" And of course, that really set them off. He said in verse 30, "The man answered and said unto them, 'We're hearing is a marvelous thing, that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God, and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing." And of course, they just were furious at him and they cast him out. Verse 35, "Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him," obviously he went to look for him, "he said unto him, 'Dost thou believe on the Son of God?' And he answered and said, 'Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?' And Jesus said unto him, 'Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee.' And he said, 'Lord, I believe.' And he worshiped him." Praise God. Beloved, we all come into the world hopelessly blind. Now, this man was born blind naturally, of course, as well as spiritually. He had a desperate need. And when Jesus said to go wash in the pool of Siloam, it's interesting because actually Bethsaida, that pool for healing, was actually closer. And what I want to share with you just very briefly is what happens when we gain spiritual sight. In Romans, the 3rd chapter, verse 23, it says, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And in 2 Thessalonians 1 and 9, the word says, well, actually, let me start reading at verse 6, "Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you." In other words, all the Christians that are being persecuted even now, "to you and to you who troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." Beloved, those that are doing wickedly, those who refuse to accept the gospel, I just shared in that scripture, they will receive everlasting punishment. That's why it's so important we do what we can today. We spread the gospel. We do all that we can to witness and be a living testimony to what God has done in our lives. Without Jesus, beloved, there's simply no hope. But it's interesting, as we look at this passage of scripture, that he responded with obedient faith. He was still blind, remember, but he made his way to that pool of Siloam, which was further than Bethsaida. And God works miracles. This is how he does it. If we respond with obedient faith, we see that throughout all the scriptures. Remember when Moses stretched forth his rod, God caused the waters to part. This is how God's power works. His power will become effectual. It will start manifesting in your life when you respond with a yes to God. And this is a daily thing. Now, this was a very radical life change for this man. Can you imagine that he had been born blind? Imagine never seeing a human face or seeing flowers or trees or the natural world. You know, he didn't need a degree in theology, that's for certain. He was convinced of what had happened to him. Let's see what Ephesians 1:18 says. It says, this is Paul's prayer for the Ephesian church and all believers. And he says, let me start at 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. So he had a radical life change. Not only was he physically restored to sight, but spiritually, he had a real experience with the Savior. And you know what? He rearranged his priorities. The Pharisees, they had the power to stone him. But he said, "This I know. Once I was blind, now I see." He had no fear. He didn't care what they said or what their response was. He didn't care if he lost the gain of this world. He was desirous to understand this wonderful experience that happened to him and to be able to worship him. And of course, we find out that that's exactly what happened. Well, my time is coming to a close and I must stop here. We'll wrap this up on tomorrow's broadcast. Please join me. In a moment, the announcer will give our contact information. And if you have prayer needs, if you're going through a dark, lonely time, I'm here for you. God has raised up this ministry to stand as a partner of prayer with God's people since 1965. I invite you to write. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to seeing you here tomorrow at the same time. And until then, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.